Well done,
the multi.
Let's hope he can go out 38 and 68. Race 3, number 8. Wangaratta, this is, and race 6, number 8. Race
1260, the multi.
1260, the multi. There you go. What a great way to kick off your week. Good on you, Kurt. Enjoy the break. I know you're a big part of the program here. Couple of real quick ones, mates. Did Blake Shin go too quickly or too early on Pahutakawa, Duff?
I think he had to go because I don't think they were going as hard. Well, Irithea didn't go out as hard as we thought she was going to do. So he had to get on his bike. I concede she had to make a long sustained run, but I can also concede she had to make that move.
All right. And Josh, quick one for you from Ross Dog. November Man and the last at Randwick definitely should have gone to Eagle Farm. It was a dual acceptor there.
Yeah, it was going to be favourite in that first race up here. It was second emergency, I think, and the game to run with scratchings. But, they pulled the other rein and went to Randwick instead. But,
And just a quick one, Duff, what's next for Trekking, do you know?
Trekking will be, they'll look after him and bring him back early spring, and he's going to be a force. He's had a good winter.
We look forward to that, and we look forward to what's going to be a terrific spring with all those new races scheduled for Sydney as well and the Sydney Carnival. Josh, mate, thanks so much for your company on a Monday morning.
Yeah, thank you very much, TK, boys, Ronnie and Glenn, and when Dino was there, yeah, great to be with you, and I suppose we'll speak again over January.
And congrats, mate, too. Terrific calling, too. All over the carnival, we enjoyed it immensely. It was particularly good to be back at Eagle Farm as well. Thanks, Josh.
I was. Thank you very much, boys. Cheers for that.
Josh. Well done to Josh Fleming. Duff, enjoy your break, mate.
Yep, look forward to it.
How long are you off for?
I'll be back for Darwin Cup, and then I'll be back in Sydney for the whole spring.
I'll see you in Darwin.
Beautiful.
I'll see you. Yes.
Back to the future.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
Right. Well, those members of the Federal Police, please stand down at Darwin Airport when TK returns.
My time is up, all right? I'm allowed back. Although, if you get barred from Darwin...
there's not much hope for you.
there's nowhere else to go, is there? And Glenn, will we see you in Darwin?
Yes, I'll be at the Sunny Coast this week, TK, then Grafton, and then Darwin.
All right, enjoy Sunshine Beach, mate, and then the Grafton Cup as well. I think Primitivo is going up there towards that $165,000 Grafton Cup. We'll be there as well, so we look forward to Grafton Cup as well.
It's now a junket.
I can. Well, you'll be there.
I'm working, TK. You're in a junket.
Well, excuse me. Off you go.
You knock off work at 9 o'clock.
There you go. It's now 5 minutes after 10. Punters post-mortem, don't forget, while PPM is on a break for a very short period of time, Racing HQ every Monday morning with Sean Cosgrove and also Andrew Bensley. So they'll be taking some calls as well. I'm sure they will on 13:53:53. So thanks to the crew and thanks for all our listeners for their support on Punters Postmortem. We'll be back for what's going to be a wonderful spring. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock, I've kept awaiting, not for the first time either, I've got to say. Madison Clare, good morning.
Good morning, Madison Clare Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. Australian children have been evacuated from a Syrian refugee camp in a highly secretive operation. The children are orphans of slain Australian Islamic State fighters, including Khalid Sharouf, in a first organised return of Australians from the conflict zone. The children were collected by staff from a local aid agency. They will eventually return home to Australia and be resettled with relatives. From today, commuters will save hundreds a year with the government slashing the costs of public transport. The $50 weekly travel cap will save regular loop users up to $886 a year. A cancer patient has had the wrong side of his bowel removed at the Northern Beaches Hospital after a private contracted laboratory botched his pathology results. And Sydney faces a wet start to the week with 20 millimetres of rain expected to fall today. In sport this morning, New South Wales have ensured the 2019 State of Origin series will go to a decider after thrashing Queensland 38-6 at a sellout at Optus Stadium in Game 2 last night. A solid effort from Tom Trbojevic, Josh Adokar and a masterclass from James Maloney in the heavy rain in Perth sealed that victory. While Queensland coach Kevin Walters was left fuming by the way the Maroons were left out-muscled and out-enthused. In tennis, Ash Barty has become the first Australian tennis player to top the world rankings since Leighton Hewitt in 2003 after winning the Birmingham Classic final overnight, while Lewis Hamilton cruised to victory in France this morning, leading from start to finish, securing another win for the 2019 season, Australia's Daniel Ricciardo finishing up in seventh place for Renault. And Sam Kerr has denied reports that she is on the move to Chelsea. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Victoria Basement's massive clearance mayhem is on now with up to 80% off across all cookware, kitchenware, knives, dinnerware, cutlery and glassware, in-store and online now. St. Peter's, the Princess Highway, a car breakdown at May Street, northbound. A lot of water on the road, Ultimo, Harris Street, a Fig Street affecting all directions. Carlingford, three-car accident, southbound Lane 1 just past Marsden Road. Need a home loan, but you've got to get to work? An ANZ mobile lender is a home loan specialist who comes to you. They can even meet you at work if you like. Just search ANZ Mobile Lending. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Lazarus, twice named New Zealand Horse of the Year. Lazarus, also named 3-year-old, 4-year-old and 5-year-old Pacer of the Year. Lazarus, an Australasian Grand Circuit champion for 2 years in a row. And at the time, as a precocious 2-year-old, Lazarus paced the fastest 2-year-old mile ever down under with a final quarter of 25-1. Lazarus, standing at Yuraby Stud in New South Wales.
Business tax deductions. Items costing less than $30,000 applies to eligible businesses with annual turnover of less than $50 million. Yes, $50 million. This is a good deal and it helps business. June 30, coming up, huge benefits, great incentive. Harvey Norman, sales up. Thank you, business. Thank you, government.
Tax law is complex and may have different applications to different taxpayers. Before you purchase, seek professional advice to determine whether your business is eligible.
The Big Sports Breakfast.
Jimmy Maloney joins us on the phone from Perth. G'day, Jimmy.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Do you feel like you're the Bradbury? Do you feel like you're the last man standing?
Cookie called me back the other day and just excited to be back here. Always love playing in the New South Wales jersey. You come back in a must-win game. Packed house over here in Perth. Can't wait.
What will you bring to this team, Jimmy?
Hopefully I can take some pressure off, mate. As always happens when you lose, a bit of scrutiny fell on the halves. We had a look at the video yesterday. There were quite a few missed opportunities.
The Big Sports Breakfast.
Let's hope that your roommate Jack White's avoiding the barbecue there.
Thanks, boys.
5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. Brought to you by Tab and Volkswagen Amarok. On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 11 past 10, Heath Courtney's at Sky today. Morning, Heath.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you, mate?
I'm good. How's your day there?
She's a little bit overcast today, mate. A little bit of a winner's day here today, but it may get a shower or two lightly come through later, mate. But rails out 5 metres, a really good coverage of grass still, mate, coming out of Carnival, and in a good four range.
Fantastic. All in all, this looks in a good nick for you for today. That's good. The grass is holding up.
Yeah, mate. The heat sort of held around here a little bit longer than it has normally. Mm-hmm. So if the growth has kept up, mate, won't look as pretty as it has in the past few weeks. We've had a couple of frosts over the last week. But, plenty of grass there for the meeting, mate, for sure.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Heath. Enjoy the day, and let's hope it's a beauty.
Appreciate it, Cozzy. Thanks very much, mate.
Heath Courtney, the CEO at Skane. Gary Hartley's going to find the winners for us. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning to you, Sean. Yeah, they haven't got the rain at Skane that we've had down in the Lower Hunter. It's with that heavy rain overnight here in the Maitland area, and there's a stack of rain on the coast, Newcastle. But very little has got to Scone, and the track will be absolutely perfect for today's meeting. Gee, it's a strong meeting, high-quality meeting. The first race is an absolute crackerjack maiden. You won't get a better maiden anywhere in New South Wales on a country track than this one. It is a beauty, and through the day, they're very good race.
All right, the first, number one, Nine Not Out, is $51. Two, Hasty Heart, $5. Three, Madam of Thirdia, $6.50. Four, Philip Out, $126. Five, Giordiano, is $5.50. Six, New York Nick, $21. Seven, Vici, $3.90. And the favourite, Eight, Just Jesse, it's $2.30.
I'm very keen on Just Jesse. It's a terrific race. There's, three or four chances in the race, but Just Jesse's recent trial was super. It won the trial at Rose Hill. Tim Clark rode it on June 7. And it beat a horse called Darling Point, who ran a crackerjack race the other day in town. Now, this horse trailed Darling Point, running fourth in the trial. Timmy got it to the outside, and he never moved on it. And it cruised up and just... Well, it won the trial by a length and a quarter. Darling Point could have done better, obviously. But this horse's trial was much better. It was unlucky at Scone way back in December, its first race start. Bjorn Baker's got it, and Greg Ryan rides today. And I think it is the one to beat. Vici goes good, one of the Snowdens. It's been gelded since his last run. He's an I'm Invincible two-year-old. His last run was at Rose Hill when he runs six behind True Detective. Runs second at Scone to Power Train back in January. And the winkers come off today. His recent trial was really good. Tommy Berry trialled him at Rose Hill. He cruised up in the trial after running second. Race clear, and Tommy just let him amble to the line. He goes really good. He'll run well. Hasty Hearts run at Gosford. Was sensational, or why not was, on May 16. Got beat run fifth, got beat 1.6 by North, who's got a good chance in a race later today. Got back to last, last on the turn, laid in at the top of the straight, got a check at the 150 and made up a ton of ground. Should have finished a lot closer. Gave the impression that the big track at Scone will suit. And Ben Lookup is riding today for the first time. It will be, I'm sure he wasn't on it before, no. It'll be a chance in the race as well. Terrific race to kick off. Oh, Giordano's my fourth pick for Chris Lees. It'll probably lead. Is the first start of the trial well. 8, 7, 2, and 5.
Second event, one entitlement, 750, two rifles, 210, three out, four, Buwan, 126. Five Chastise, 26, six in Fiore, is $6, seven out. Eight She's So Fine, 31, nine Crazy Air, 151, 10 Iconic Star, 420. 11 Mary Magpie, 750, 12 Milo's Charm, 101, 13 Our Fantasy, 34, 14 out, and 15 Corruptible, $26. 210 favourite, two rifles.
I've got him just on top of Iconic Star. I can't believe that Tab went up $11 Iconic Star. They're kidding. Its run was super at Newcastle on first up. I'll tell you about in a minute. We backed it that day and should have finished a lot closer. Couldn't have beat the winner. But I'm with Rifles. The trials have been sensational. Now, Brett Partelli had him in two races at Wyong Thursday. Scratched him out of both. He's come here. His recent trial was an absolute ripper. He beat a subsequent winner, Elusive Eagle, in the trial. Elusive Eagle won... yesterday, I think, at Coonamble. This horse was running second, outside the leader on the turn. Bobby Alyssa never moved on. He could have won big lengths. Aaron Bullock rides him today from a good barrier. He bolted in a trial at Wyong way back in Feb. Smart Missile Colt got loads of ability, and he'll take a ton of beating at Scone, no doubt about that. Let me tell you about Iconic Star. We backed up. She was a huge tip at Newcastle. First up, we backed her to beat a smart horse, Enforcement, who's gone to town and won on a Saturday since. Enforcement won the race pretty easy. But what happened, this filly got absolutely smashed when the gates opened. She's a Brazen Bow filly. Got smashed, and then she took control of Louise Day and just folded between runners up towards the lead and continued to pull all the way around the turn and had nothing left at the end and still run third. It'll run a hell of a race. So I tossed up between them. Friends of mine got the $11. I'll take a deduction, but they backed it to beat Rifles, but I just put Rifles on top of Iconic Star. One entitlement, trial well for Bjorn Baker, first starter, and number 11, Mary Magpie. Its trial was okay too. 2-10-1-11, another real good race.
Third event, 1, Scat Jack, 6.50, 2, Dubai, 8.41, 3, Commander Bell, 4, 4, Tan Hills, 81, 5, Let It Be, is 9.50, number 6, It's Easy, 16, 7, 8 out, 9, Mr. Costigan, 370. 10, Oakfield Tickets, 23. 11, Supreme Boss, 51. 12, Lord Byron, 9. And 13, Arabella, $4. 370 favourite narrowly. 9, Mr. Costigan.
I'm going to give Arabella a good chance here. First starter at a number of trials. Raced by Triple Crown on the Snowden's train it. Its last trial at Randwick, it was 10 off the lead at one stage. Behind Excellent Proposal. Ran on really good under its own steam. I got beat about five lengths, but CJ Graham, obviously under instructions just to give it a quiet trial. Trial good before that at Randwick. Comes to Scone on the big track. Peter Love's coming back home to the hometown, Snowden, and I think it'll run a big race here. Number three, Commander Bell. It wasn't comfortable on the track at Cessnock the other day when it ran fourth. It looked disappointing, but didn't appear to be comfortable. The only could beat a length behind North at Wyong prior to that. It'll run a good race, no doubt. Number one, Scat Jack. Well, you couldn't have shot it with a cannon the other day at Crindye. It was 15 off the lead. It wouldn't go. And then the boy, I don't know whether he's a little Filipino, he might be, Atsu Maeda, tried to rev it up in the straight, but it got beat eight lengths. It's got a ton of ability. The day we saw it at Scone in May, it would have won the race if it had gone straight. It nearly jumped the outside fence after the line. The boy couldn't hold it. But the big track will suit it, and Bernie Kelly's training near Scone now, so I'd give it some hope. And number nine, Mr. Costigan, he's a leader. 13-3-1-9.
All right, we go to the next event. One High Court, 480. Two Cool Minya Kids, 650. Three Out, four Sunday Swindler, 10. Five's a late scratching. Six Villarica, 31. Seven Thunder Zone, 440. Eight Out of Fiore, 460. Nine Grand Achiever, 17. 10 One More Prince, 650. 11 Dream Habit, 650. 12 Out. 440 favourite, seven Thunder Zone.
Yeah, True Finesse is a late scratching. He was scratched at the barrier. Well, she was yesterday at Coonair, but I was watching the races. I don't know whether it was her fault or someone else, another horse's fault, but they held the race up for a while. So now that she's come out again today, she would have been favourite. I think High Court can win again. I'm not happy with the weight. Won a maiden the other day with 57.5. This is how they do these benchmarks these days. Goes to a benchmark 58, 1600, and goes up a kilo. But it did carry 59 under the set weight scale on Scone Cup Day when it got beat four lengths by England. Just beaten a length at Muswellbrook three runs back. I think it'll run really good here. Jeff Engelbrecht, Grant Buckley, got a wide alley, but it'll go forward. Normally does. Number eight, second pick, Arda Fiori. The run was only fair the other day at Taree. It should be much better back here at home at Scone. Paul Massara's got it. Alistair Fraser and the family own the horse. She's out of, as we've said a number of times, out of the champion mare Hortensia. Miley today, third run back. I think she'll finish in the money somewhere. Number two, Coolaminya Kids, coming back in trip. 2050 to a mile, but that was a big win at Gunnedah. It'll be storming home down the long straight. And number seven, Thunder Zone. Mark Milton's getting this horse ready to win. His last run out in the West was good. 1, 8, 2, and 7.
On to race 5. 1, Call Me Trouble, 16. 2, North, 330. 3, Apache Dude, 16. 4, Zanaya, $1.55. 5 out. 6, Reckless Knight, 34. 7, El Chira, 10. 8, Lady Bataya is 34. Number 9, When You Wish, 51. 10, Just Hang On, 41. 11, Accessory Diva, 81. Favourite, $1.55. It's short. Number 4, Zanaya.
Yeah, she's got a bit of history. You can look it up for me if you like. She either sold for $1 or $2 million.
Ooh.
At the sales. I think her mother is the mother of Shooting to Win in Deep Field.
Mm, yes.
Listen here. It was trained late in its career by Rod Northam. This is by Zoostar, this filly. Now, she kicked off a career in New Zealand. Limpetagna Roads, Lucia Valentina. So it races in that colours. And in New Zealand, she had three starts without winning and didn't run a place. So Lib sent it to Chris Lees. She went enormous in a barrier trial at Wyong at the end of May, and she toyed with him the other day at Taree. Soft win, won by 3.5 lengths. I'm not sure. I think I read somewhere that they were going to send her to the breeding barn this time in, but maybe if she... You know, keeps going like she did at Taree, they might have second thoughts. But she went enormous up there. I've got to put her on top despite the 155. North showed really good speed to win at Wyong. Went average in town. Hit second pick in the race and the only other threat. Number seven for third, Alchera, and one, Call Me Trouble. 4, 2, 7, and 1.
All right, the sixth event, one out. Number two, Shingato, 15. Three's out. Four, Speed Camera, 550. Five, Circa Trova, 550. Six, Supreme Streak, $4. Seven out. Eight, Mark My Word, 370. Nine, Early Avenue, 460. 10, Gold Sky, 12. 11, Marvelous is 26. 12, Prince of Riz, 81. 13 out. The favourite, 370. Number eight, Mark My Word.
There's at least five chances here, and nearly everyone has got a sign on hard to catch. I think Speed Camera, after a... How many runs did it have? It's had... It was its 12th start when it broke through to win. Now, that was 2 months ago at Newcastle. And it beat a fair horse at John O'Shea's called Cottenham. Cottenham come out next start and bolted in. And started well in the market in a race in town after that. Wendy Ings has got the... Wanda Ings has got the horse. She hasn't trialled it. As I said, it's formed before that. It couldn't break through, but it only could be a length and a half one day to seeing as believing at Newcastle, and that form would be all right for this race. Circa Crowther, trained by Kevin Miller. Kevin only has a couple of horses at Wyong. Its last run, you'll see it run 7 feet and 2.8, but the run was a beauty. It was back running last, held under the top of the straight, and had a very checkered pass in the straight, and never really got clear. Should have finished a lot closer. It's got a terrific chance on the big track. Supreme Street was disappointing at first up at Crindai, and that can happen at Crindai. It's a horses for courses, and he made up a bit of ground late. The big track will suit him. He's definitely a player. An Early Avenue for Chris Lees is a definite chance. 4, 5, 6, and 9.
We go to race 7, one handed in, 34, 2 Legion of Boom, 220. 3 out, 4 Ribs, $6, 5 and 6 out, 7 Bell de Vega, 320, 8 out, 9 Rugenbrow, 5, 10 Hoags, $9, 11 and 12 out. Favourite 220, number 2 Legion of Boom.
It's my best bet of the day. Only 6 runners with the scratchings. Raced by Aquas, trained by Brett Kavanagh. Mate, if you had a look at his run at Rose Hill, and I reckon you'll go straight for the replay now. Who starts back on June 1? I had to look twice at the replay. He was back last, which isn't his caper. I don't know what happened. He was running 14th in a field at 400 to the 400. His run was enormous. He got beat less than a length and a half. It was a highway, class 2 by Zardoro, and he ran 5th. It was an enormous run. Then he went to Rose Hill and failed. He got beat 5, and he pulled up with a respiratory noise and was slow to recover. He led that day. So 2 starts back, he's last, and makes up 10 or 12. Next start, he leads and pulls up ordinary. On his home track, he's a winner here. Barrier 2, Aaron Bullock, I think he's a bet of the day. Bell de Vega's trialling well. Up in class on its couple of wins last time in. Tim's had it in a couple of times. I think it scratched it, maybe over the weekend or last Thursday. It's a definite danger. Gibbo to ride. Ribs in the stable at Grant Allard now. Third pick, first up run okay. And number 9, Rugenbro, might want further, but it'll be running on. 2, 7, 4, and 9.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Now, the 8th, one of our Royal Egyptian, 952 out, 3 Star of O'Reilly, 320. Or Jamaican Dream, $5, 5 out, 6 Joey's Chances, 19, 7 Kylie Sun, 460, 8 Pulton the Sand, 16, 9 She's My Girl, 650, 10 Hey Dude, 11, number 11 Mapilli, 19, 12 Euro Air, 101, 13 Zamjan, 26, and 14 Calcitra, 151, 15 out. 320 favourite, number 3 Star of O'Reilly.
I think he'll win, another one of Bjorn Baker's. Ben Looker's ride him today, got a good barrier. He's only had 3 runs. We found him at Musselbrook back in November at a nice price when he absolutely bolted in there. Then Bjorn took him to Canterbury and he struck a heavy eight and he never went a yard in it. Started $2.60. Had one more run before a spell. He's only had the three runs. So he went from a heavy eight, which he didn't like, to a firm one and a half, which he didn't like, at Orange. Now, today, this surface will be perfect. He's an O'Reilly, so as you know, he'll be as strong as a bull. His last trial at Kembla were really good. Got back second last in a field of seven and ran on good, half a length behind Kanzanet. That'll be good enough to win this. Number four, Jamaican Dream. Getting back to form. Good win at Crindai the other day when it runs second. Was nailed right on the line. Number one, Our Royal Egyptian. Has been good money for this, Sean. What price did you say it was?
$9.50.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's only seven, but I heard them say, heard once somebody say in the media that there'd been good money for it. But in a trial recently, it shared the lead and was let run, and it tired bad. Run third, got beat 5 weeks to beach of it. Gosford. But it had a really good hit out, probably to get it fit for this run. Run second at Wynd of Bobbing, beaten three quarters of length September 23. Didn't Bobbing win the provincial championship?
Yeah.
I think he did. You know, it's got ability. So I've got it in for 13, a good stable. Young Luke Hilton, a very astute young trainer. Gibbo rides at Barrier 1. I'd be putting it in the quaddies. And Keeley Sun won really well with something in hand at Crindai. 3, 4, 1, and 7, mate.
All right. Now, can you find a good thing? It seems like it's a few hard races there today, Gary.
Yeah, well, I think Legion of Boom's my best. The first one's 2.40, but that is a good race.
Mm.
It goes good, Just Jesse, but that's a very good race. I think Rifles or Iconic Star will definitely win race two. You've got to get the right one. Race three is very open. Race four is very open. Race five, you've only got the two, and probably Zania looks a good thing, but North is a danger. Very open race six. Race seven leads in a boom. And very open the last. So, yeah, good open, mostly open races, a few shorties. But, you know, I think that punters on those tips there, mate, if they stick with us today, they'll be very hard to beat. I think well-fancied horses are going to win every race.
Yeah, it sounds like if you happen to fluke one of those races, you could get a bit of value on a quaddie or something like that.
Well, that's what happens. If you get a couple of others, $4 or $5, you know, most of the money in the quaddies is on the favourites.
Yeah.
If you get a couple of it, four or five, you can crack it for, you know, $200 or $300.
Mm. Can you single it down to one or not? Was it just one of those days?
What do you mean? One in each leg?
No. Just one horse for the day.
Yeah, Legion of Boom.
Legion of Boom. He's the best. All right.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley there with his best today at Scone. Now it is 29 to 11. It's Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, Blues coach Brad Fittler is being hailed a genius this morning after the selection gambles paid off, dominating Queensland 38-6 last night. And you look Blues with seven changes from game one, went to halftime 18-6 ahead before Tom Trbojevic completed their first hat-trick since 2005 to hammer Queensland in front of a record crowd last night in Perth. Well, South Africa's World Cup hopes crumbled this morning as Harris Sohail smashed a rapid-fire 89 to help Pakistan secure a 49-run win. In tennis, Ash Barty is officially Australia's women's world number one in 43 years after victory in the Birmingham Classic final. Barty now heads to Eastbourne for her final Wimbledon warm-up event on a 12-match winning streak. Lewis Hamilton cruised to victory in France. No surprises there, leading from start to finish as he secured another win for the 2019 season. Australia's Daniel Ricciardo finishing up in seventh place for Renault. And Matilda star Sam Kerr has played down the rumour of a move to English powerhouse Chelsea, Kerr saying it's all just speculation and she's happy with her current club situation. That's all the latest on Sky Sports.